What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
It's another week. Hey, Ash.
I thought you were going to rap again.
No, it's another week. Welcome back to the Pump Fake Podcast.
Welcome back, y'all.
It's Dev.
You're and home. Ash. Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
I interrupted again.
Oh. How are you?
I am trying to eat healthy snacks.
Okay.
So I can get into this dress, honey.
Right.
But overall, like, literally just ate a bowl of vegetables. So this is where I am in my life.
Okay.
But I'm super excited.
Okay. So you're eating healthy.
Yeah. And, you know, the friends and family we always talk about, you mm-hmm. know, on the show. So they get to come visit next week.
Oh,
so
good.
I have
yep.
some,
yep.
we have some family coming to visit next week. So I am excited. I'm looking forward
fun.
To it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How are you, Dev?
I'm good. I was a little jet lagged, like, because mm-hmm. I had to travel so early, but I'm just getting mm-hmm. back from Chicago.
Woo, the Shy.
Today, and I'm back.
Did you catch a Sky game?
No, the Sky game was actually on Thursday night when I landed, and it was already in progress before my flight got
womp,
there.
Womp, womp.
So, didn't get to catch the Sky, but catching up. I did get to catch up on some games. Oh, we asked. You ask and you will receive. And that's what we did. We asked our listeners, our fellow super fans, to chat with us, talk to us, let us know what you think. So we got some feedback to share. We're going to talk about.
And then I get to do news with you.
Yep. I'm going to catch everybody up on the news, the latest, what's going on in the W. And Ashley, do you have any like Mercury goings on this week?
Some Merc stuff.
All right.
Just a little tidbit.
Yeah, we'll spend that time and then we'll wrap it up with the fourth quarter. So how about we get into it?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, before we start with the news, I just wanted to say thank you to our listeners of our podcast, of the Pump Fake, for like just showing up and lending your thoughts and your insight. So it's been really great hearing back from you.
Just listening overall.
Yeah.
We thank you for being listeners. Our listenership is increased.
Sharing the podcast.
Yeah.
We have asked you guys to do that. And it's been like, it's been amazing to see the growth and the it's one step at a time. So we really appreciate y'all for listening. And we're having fun doing this too.
Yeah. And just again, as super fans, you know, not like we're experts on the WNBA. We just love it. And we love sharing it with you, and thanks for listening. And
yeah, this is a place to put our creative thoughts about the W, about women's basketball. So all right,
let's jump into news with you.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Well, looks like we are finally about to get a draft pick.
Praise.
Coming up in the 2024, because Mercury is on the very bottom of the rankings right now. We are doing and playing so bad and so terribly that we actually get a lotto pick in the draft. So it's going to be fun to see exactly what's going to happen, especially with Caitlin Clark from Iowa coming out, Paige Beckers from Connecticut, and Angel Reese at LSU. Everybody knows who Angel Reese is. You probably know who Caitlin Clark is as well. So it's really going to be fun to see who gets the pick, where they go. Mercury has to capitalize on this. We need some length. We need some size. So I don't know. I was going to say, I hope we don't get Caitlin because we have enough guards that I don't want to just like see her down there on the bench, but only if like Taurasi is going to be retiring in the next year. What do you think if we get
Paige Beckers? I just want all the stars to align for us. It's time. I'm just hoping like we have a good coach in line. Like I hope BG comes back, because right now I know she's only signed the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I agree with you in regards, like, last week we talked about this.
Yeah.
And I want us to have a forward who can be in different positions and do the thing that we need them to do at that time. We need a hero. And
okay.
We do, like, for real. And if we do happen to get one of these rookies, it'll take some time.
Right.
But the way that these players are groomed right now, I don't think it'll take mm-mm. too much time. So
no.
I'm looking forward to whatever happens, but I would love to a forward. I would love us to get.
Yeah, we need some, a four or five.
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to talk about these bobbleheads that are coming out. I think they're super cool. Okay. Alyssa Thomas's bobblehead came out, and the resemblance is pretty close.
It's better, right?
It's better. Yeah, it's much better. Wish I could get my hands on one. I wanted to sit in the front row with the pom-poms as her one.
If any, you know she was there first. Her pom-poms preceded
her. She's probably
her
got
honey.
A collection. But BG's bobblehead this year, like, I just think it's just terribly done, I'll be honest with you. Because, I mean, her wrists are backwards, Ashley.
Mm-mm.
And she's doing, like, the Wakanda X Factor.
Right, but that's not what I feel like BG does.
Yeah, BG
does.
Goes
she
up high above, like, her head.
It's higher.
Yeah, she does.
I'm sorry.
But they probably couldn't even make it in that fashion. But they could have at least turned her wrist around.
I mean, or just nothing. Like, I don't know. Like, or just shooting. Like, not that. Okay. So, and she was all over the locker rooms and all over the place this week.
Yep. So the collectibles are great. I mean, don't we have one? Do we have a Skylar Diggins?
Yes,
okay,
we do.
Okay, we do have a Skylar Diggins Smith.
And that, I feel like, actually resembles her. So I feel like that's a pretty good collectible.
So it's hit and miss for the bobbleheads. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, next, the Aces visit the White House in celebration and recognition of their championship last season.
I love this.
And not only are they like a great basketball team, but they should also win best dressed.
Honey, because they were swag.
Wow, I was
blown away. I was hoping we were going to talk about this. Sydney Colson with the pinstripe vibe and then the big cuff.
I mean,
if y'all didn't go Google it,
yeah,
because the big cuff pant
is just
it's had me,
right now.
And y'all saw Aisha.
Yeah, we saw everybody.
Honey, saw everybody. The figure,
Chelsea Gray.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. It's just she dares to take the step. Woo! And she takes it.
It was good.
Had these highlighter, Alexander McQueen's on or something like that.
I don't know
like
names.
Like a suit. Honey. Yeah, she was just clean. From
she
head
was
to toe.
Fly. I mean, they looked.
Kristen
really,
Bell
really good.
Was
yeah,
like
not a little bow tie.
I mean, just
looking good,
looking great, nice and tailored.
Mm-hmm. And Becky came with her signature hoodie. She said, "White House or not, y'all getting this look."
The hoodie
and
doesn't take a day
it,
off.
And that's all.
That's it.
But
must
she
be
looked
a
great.
Superstition.
And then, did you see that they gave Miss Kamala Harris a jersey?
Of course they did.
It was so cute. It was so cool. And then her and Aisha, of course, had a moment.
Yeah,
their
a sorority moment.
It
yeah,
was great.
You gotta have it.
It was beautiful.
I mean, can
yeah.
you imagine that the halls have never heard those sounds before? Of a black sorority, like, understand the history that's happening in front of you. No history. When you're in it, you don't know it.
But it's true.
But it's the truth.
Herstory at its finest.
And speaking of Aisha Wilson,
mm-hmm. Mm.
This woman hit 53 points versus Atlanta, tying the record for the most points scored in a WNBA game. Huge. I mean, the game was just, she was just massive. She was like a Mack truck.
Mm. It was beautiful.
It
to
was
watch.
Beautiful. It was really poetry.
I wanted it to be 54 because I wanted her to pass.
Erase Liz Cambage's record.
Out of here.
I was really hoping she would, but she lost. She missed a free throw. I was like, dang, I wish Becky would have kept her in and let her hit the 54th point.
Right.
But
right.
Keisha was like, but she missed a free throw.
Dang.
Like,
regardless, shout out to Aisha.
Yes.
Incredible game. We watched the whole thing. I feel like I stayed up late to watch that. And it was worth every moment.
Aisha's
I loved
like
watching history.
Two steps faster than she was like a season ago. Like she and she's just it's crazy.
And
you know who the other player that has a 50 piece is? Former teammate Raquana Williams actually had the other. She's the other player that had a 50 point game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, also for the Aces. So it just runs in their water over there.
I mean, legendary, but not a super team. So
what were we gonna say?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Thought I cut you off. Oh, by the way, the Mystics are bouncing back. I heard Elena Deladon had a massive game. I didn't see the game that happened this past week, but I did hear the news that she's had like 21 points.
Honey,
and like
I saw the game.
Almost EDD with 21 points. And I think she had like 7 or 8 rebounds and gave them a nice push. So it's keeping them hovering nicely within the top 8. What do you think about it?
They are a completely different team. You know, when she's in the game, number one, when she's able to play and healthy, but when she's also playing at her caliber. They looked really, really good. So clean. I mean, I think they even shocked Vegas a little bit in that game that they won. And it was an incredible game. So congratulations to Washington for putting it together. And
they
glad
won.
That Deladon.
The
yeah, they sure did.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm glad Deladon's back. I'm glad Shakira Austin is back. You know, I love me some Shakira Austin. Hooping. I mean, they just looked really good, really clean. And I know Brittany Sykes needed the support.
Yes.
She's been been really doing. I mean, really did you know she was doing all the jump balls because there was nobody over 5'9" that could do it? So she's been doing the jump balls since Elena Deladon's been out and since Shakira Austin's been out.
She's got some jumps. She's got some ups.
She's been doing her best, child. But anyway, so shout out to them for getting it back together and pulling it together. Great win over Vegas.
Did not know that.
Yeah. You're
love
welcome.
It. Thank you.
Snuck up with some news for you, not with you.
Next, the Sparks holding is still holding the line at the number 8 spot in the rankings. Currently on a 6-game winning streak. Amazing. I really didn't think that Kurt Miller really cared. Like, he was very solemn and, you know, just a little too relaxed for me on the sidelines coming from what he was doing in Connecticut. I was like, is he like on the way to retirement or what? Because he's just coasting and they losing games. But it's really great to see them finally put things together. Yes, Jordan Canada, I don't think we talk about her enough and what she does for the Sparks. So just killing it.
Yeah, you were hella skeptical of him earlier in the season, and I told you just like, but I think it's a coaching strategy, right? You can't overcoach. All you can do is use the tools that you have at that time. And I think he was just really trying to teach the players that he had how to play defense. You know, they were so low on the bench, right? They were digging for players, and they were just having to use what they had. And I think the very first thing that you have to teach a team is defense and how to play a good, strong, solid defense. So now we've got Jordan back, Laisha's back bringing the offense. And so, and even Azaree Stevens, I think she's showing up in a way that I haven't seen her play
this season.
So
earlier this week.
Overall, like, I think it was just a coaching strategy that he had to use to be a little bit more low key. But now, I mean, look, they're thriving. Like you said, 6 games in a row. It's incredible.
Very much
so. Shout out to LA.
LA is
But not
doing
really
it.
Because I'm a Phoenix Mercury fan.
It's nice to see the team gel and finally put their talent together, and the chemistry's finally getting there, especially right before playoffs. So better now than never, right? And for the first time in years, Atlanta and Dallas are in the playoff category also. As we all know, they have been, like, recent seasons, always at the bottom, flatlining, not winning. So,
flatline.
Yeah, like, even with Arike, you know, they just weren't winning enough games. So, Coach LT has been, obviously, integral to all of that. And just Satu being healthy this season. And it's just been phenomenal. So, yes for Atlanta, even though they have their struggles here and there. They're still young.
Yeah, so Coach Wright is doing the right thing over there. So congrats to them.
Doing it. And on this final piece of news, these fans out here in the stands, if you were watching the Minnesota game earlier this week, where these rabid, rude fans just yelling terrible things to the players. I just want to say, like, how low quality of you to be to be at a game, because I feel like sportsmanship not only extends to the players, but that's to the fans too. Like, it's one thing to jeer the refs, like, we all gonna have our bone to pick with the refs, but talking to the players like that is just no place for it. So maybe you need a hockey ticket.
Even at one point, Cheryl Reeve turned around with frustration looking at the fan, knowing that that is not how the Lynx organization wants to be represented.
Right.
Those are not the types of fans that we want in the WNBA at all. This is I would say, one of the safest spaces for people just to enjoy sports.
Right.
And enjoy competition. And so when you, and that close to the floor, they kicked out,
the
they
floor.
Had to remove 3 fans.
They should
at
have.
The Minnesota game. It also slowed down play. I believe it gave the opposing team a technical foul shot because of all of the nonsense going on in the crowd. So it was just really unnecessary. It's like, if you're gonna be there, we know it's competitive, we know there's gonna be a little bit of trash talk, but overall, like, we're fans and we're here to support the sport. Don't be nasty. Like, keep it cute.
These are, like, professional athletes. So talking to people like that is just evidence of who you are, and you don't need to be at the game. So
And Satu kissing kissing toward the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
She blew kisses to the crowd. It just also emerges this, like, frustration within players. I've been in, unfortunately, in, like, tense situations like that, where the crowd is giving such like visceral negative reactions mm-hmm. that it makes you have similar reactions and you to be out of character, right? Yeah. Is my point. So yeah. It just wasn't a good environment. It made the game less fun and more concerning, you know, for their yeah. safety and all. So people
so crazy. They got them out of there and I hope they won't be back. Mm-hmm. At least not this season.
Right.
Bet. So that does it for me for the news. Ash, I'm going to punt it over to you. And we're going to also like talk about some of our listeners that we heard from. We want to share some really interesting topics that came up in our inbox. And then we'll go to the fourth quarter. All right, Ash?
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Let's do it.
Bet. So we're back.
That was a hard B.
I mean, I was ready to... No, my mouse wasn't working. And I was like trying to take it off. Bet. The pod, so
that's how it sounded.
We're back after the break. So Ashley has some Mercury news for us. I don't know what she's about to tell us because they haven't been doing thing. So what you got, Ash?
The news is that I ain't got no news.
Oh, goodness.
Because you're right. I'm bored. I need a break. I just honestly, no, not bored, but I more so need like a mental break.
Okay.
And I think it's okay and safe to do that. But I would like to give a little Shea Petty update.
Yeah.
Sis was cited at practice.
All right.
So that's okay. Good. So she's at least like on the sidelines, like in, you know, practice, maybe doing some free throws here and there. So Shea's up and moving and with the girls again.
This is since she took that kind of that yes. elbow to the face mm-hmm. and she kind of went concussion. Unconscious yes. on the court. So it was a whole ordeal. So good.
Yeah. So that's really all the update I yeah. have. I just wanted to keep the X Factor right, updated. Shay. Earlier, you had mentioned that we've had some listeners that actually wrote in and had some thoughts and stuff.
That's right. Our yeah. listeners are our listeners are super fans too.
Yes.
So we appreciate the feedback and we wanted to share a little bit of it with you. So
hey, let's dive into that.
First one's up is from a listener named Sean. Sean says that he totally agreed with the MVP rundown that we did last week and that we thought that AT Alyssa Thomas deserves it this year, but
oop.
That it'll probably be Stewie.
Boop, boop.
And I don't know, he's not wrong. Asia Wilson to me is still in the rear view, like still in sight. Not even in rear view, but she's still very much part of the conversation. So exactly, that's it.
Like, honestly.
Yeah. But Sean, we appreciate it. You said, also forgot the other part of your comment was that Sabrina is also a great player and will be an MVP, but not yet.
Oh, so Sean agrees with you.
Yeah.
And thinks that Ionescu should not be part of the MVP combo this year.
Not yet.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. So thank you much.
As she hoops out. We'll see, y'all. I'm gonna wait. I can't wait to see who gets this nomination.
And another listener commented.
Yay!
Steffi says,
What up, Steffi?
We posted a poll on our Spotify last week, and this is where you can also like, comment, subscribe, but check out our polls, and you can probably be a part of next week's episode too. But Steffi was asking us why Jordan Canada wasn't on the list to vote for as the most improved player this year. And so the poll was, who should be named the WNBA most improved player? Rebecca Allen, Brittany Sykes, Satu Sabally, Dejanay Carrington. And 100% of our people that answered the poll, our listeners that answered the poll, answered Satu. But Steffi makes a good point.
Yeah.
Jordan Canada has been balling out, mm-hmm. has been the lift that LA has needed. So definitely should be a part of the conversation.
I mean, I think, you know, to be honest, I think it's because of her injury. She just missed a lot of game time, like in
what, last season?
No, this season. Oh. Jordan's been out. Like, she was out for an injury the earlier part of the season, missed quite a few games, and just recently has been healthy enough to come back.
I
think that is the biggest reason why she's not part of the conversation. I am a little bit shocked. Can I see your list again? I am a bit shocked. Nobody is really voting for Dejanay Carrington. I'm shocked she didn't get very many votes either, because I think she has been a difference maker for Connecticut this season, especially, you know, with Brianna out.
I agree, but out, the, so. You don't think Dejanay be flopping sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I said that outright.
I mean, not saying she's not playing hella ball. Like, she really is. So, Dejanay definitely has improved since last season. Whether she gets recognized for it to being the most improved, she definitely has improved. But I wanted to chat back with our fellow super fans, and thank you for raising that point. So,
write in. Tell us your thoughts, you know. Answer the polls. We would love to hear from you and have you on the show next time.
So, let us know what you think. Ashley, it is time for the fourth quarter.
Whoop, whoop.
We are about to take you to our living room, live and direct, where Ashley and I sit and watch the last 4 minutes of a fourth quarter of a hype game of the week. This week, do you know who we have, Ashley?
Indiana and Seattle.
Okay, so we haven't done an Indiana game in a little while. So.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take you straight there after this break. Here
we go. Bring some healthy snacks, though. Celery, peanut butter.
Bring your popcorn. Anyway.
See you there. Yes.
All right, so Indiana just scored. Seattle 72, Indiana 80.
We need a win.
4:22 left. Indy needs a win, though. Ooh, Jewel!
Oh.
Gosh. With the fadeaway and the foul.
How does she do it?
It's that Mamba mentality. Ooh.
It's the last part of the season. Everybody's clawing at, you know, just getting to the end of the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
It's like no matter how bad your record is, as a player, I'm just way too competitive to fold it up and like and just be like, oh, well.
Got to play hard all the time. Yes, Aaliyah. Double teamed.
Come on, Grace.
She's been making Indiana proud. Oh. They were all at the Indiana State Fair, too.
Oh, the players?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody got kicked down.
Girl.
Ooh.
Laid out like a crime scene.
Jewel hit the three. And got
and
the whistle.
Three. Oh, I missed it. I was looking at whoever
that
was
counts.
Laid out on the on
That
the
counts, Jewel. Oh, my goodness.
Girl, she just laid out and then took somebody else down.
So who goes to the line? The player that got, does Mercedes go to the line or does Jewel go?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Did it happen before the shot? I think it counts.
I mean, I feel like she wasn't involved in the foul at all, right?
No, but I think Mercedes got
fouled
she released it. Yeah, so it might not count. But I thought Kelsey Mitchell got taken out down low.
I mean,
low,
I see
so.
A whole leg up in the air.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, they counted it. Ref said, we're going to make this interesting. Count the basket. I guess she was in shooting motion.
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on, Ref Dev.
I mean,
Ref Dev.
Chef Dev. DJ Dev.
Okay. DJ Big Dev.
That's it.
Now, Ref Dev.
I like it.
Number 22.
I need it on a shirt if you mean it.
We like number 22.
I need it on a shirt if you really mean it.
Oh, was that a challenge?
Yeah.
Was that for me?
Yeah, it was
for you. I thought
it
was for the listeners.
No. One-point game, 3:33 left, Fever 80, Seattle 79.
Ooh, Nalissa.
I really like
Come
her.
Come on. Oh, blocked by Ezzy. Ezzy said, nah. 79-80.
Ooh, I don't know if that was a foul for me.
I don't think so. I thought it was a block.
All ball.
Oh, they called a foul on that?
Yeah, they did.
I was confused. Missed a free throw. Not what we need right now.
Jules about to take over. Jules taking over.
That's what you think?
Yeah. Look at Jules. Now she's in the paint. Oh, and the fadeaway time.
Nope.
She can make that, though. Who's got the ball right now? Who's?
Is that a me here?
I don't know. I meant Aaliyah. Aaliyah's there!
Girl, you about to get 3 seconds.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she's driving. Girl, ooh, travel. What was the plan? What was the plan?
Was it a travel? They didn't even, I don't know if I caught it.
I guess it was, maybe she got blocked going up, so it was like an up and down call. I think that's what it was.
Oh, but it was a turnover, though.
Which, yeah, I guess so. Come on, most entertaining.
I love those off-white shoes Nalissa has on with these retro red.
They look ashy to me.
I love it.
It's not my vibe. I'm not here for it, actually. But I know the kids like it. You like what the kids like.
Not always, but... Watch the goal, mama, get busy.
What?
Help, help, help. What's 3 seconds?
Whoa! That's a bailout, boo.
You know what? That's payback.
Don't be a bailout, boo.
That was payback, because... Ezzy did not foul her on the other end, but that is a foul. Nalissa definitely got her.
Tie game.
2 minutes left. Who's gonna win this one?
Oh, Indiana. Oh. I have to. I just gotta go for my girl. Oh, child. And then she airballed it after I said that.
Mm. Right on cue.
Lord.
Literally right on cue.
An Indiana air ball.
Womp. Now it's Seattle's ball. Come on, Kia Nurse. Ashley's favorite player for girl the Seattle trade. Storm.
Who are you going for?
She said girl trade. I mean, I feel like Jules got that.
You love Jewel. Oh, and then she hit a three.
Unstoppable.
On cue.
Unstoppable.
Meanwhile, on the other side,
she's got that look in her eye that says, not playing with you.
Maybe Kelsey Mitchell will lead them to a dub today. I believe. Travel.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here we go. I hear you, Noelle. I hear you.
I can't hear you, Noelle.
No way, because Alyssa was camped out down there for at least four. And now they suddenly call a defensive three. Hit the shot, Kelsey.
Look at that. Kelsey Mitchell makes it free throw. She's
all right, gonna... 2-point game, a minute 30 left. Ooh, Jewel has 32 points. Let me tell you something.
Wow. Another 40 piece on the way, I bet. 90 seconds left. She's going to hit 40.
Ooh. Come on, Kelsey.
Oh.
Ooh, what a rebound.
What offensive rebound, though?
Yeah, it is. Ooh. That's a foul. Kia Nurse with the foul.
Yikes.
I mean, that floor is hard to take one tumble, let alone like three or four tumbles, a shoulder to the turf. Like, it is hardwood.
It's not the funnest fall.
So I'm telling you, my old behind me padded up, my knees, everything, my elbows. I'll be like, ma'am, are you playing rugby tonight? No, I'm not a rugby player. I'm playing basketball. Dang.
She got a helmet on. You can't wear that. You can maybe wear like that little Batman thing Ryan Howard has right now for her face injury. Yeah. But you can't wear no helmet out there now.
Come out there.
Doing too much.
With gear on.
May as well be in a bubble. What is that little clapping?
I like it. Is it fever ball?
Girl, right. I need a timeout too.
Seattle 84. Indiana's down by one. Is Emma playing?
Emma's always ready. Emma stays ready.
You know what? Victoria Vivens, trade.
Ooh.
Trade.
That was abrupt.
I know.
But also,
but I meant to say it in a couple of, like, we talked about it day, the episode. I said.
But you're right. I mean, I am underwhelmed this season.
I mean, I like her, and I have liked her in the past seasons, but I just think that, like, Destiny Henderson, what are we doing with that
talent?
This
is always what I come back to, right?
This is a roster spot that we can,
let somebody else have.
Let somebody else have it, girl.
Give somebody else a chance. And those other ones that are sitting out and having to wait. And poor Ashley Jones. Christy Tolliver. Christy Tolliver, they interviewed her on the sidelines, but she hasn't played since May? Preseason?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you being interviewed? So you're at coaching status.
It's above us. We don't know.
Peace out and leave us out of it. Leave us alone. Back to the game.
Oh, they call the offensive
foul. Not a shoulder, dick.
And a flop. Grace. No, that ain't Grace Berger. That's Christy Wallace. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is an offensive foul. That is an offensive foul, buddy.
No, that wasn't a sweep, Jewel. No. I feel like she.
That was a great.
I feel like she did it.
Play. That was a very great play by Christy Wallace to sell it, and it was right on.
Ooh, Erica Wheeler's on the bench.
Hmm.
Oh, she must have said,
not today.
Let somebody else have it.
Let somebody else do it. Call somebody else.
Ooh,
it's a great
actor. But Christy's playing well. She can deliver. I mean, I feel like she gets in there and does what she needs to do when she needs to do it.
Yep. Look at them talking. They're like, okay, cool.
I love positive sportsmanship.
That's what sportsmanship is. Respect. Mutual respect.
Talking about it afterwards and laughing.
Boom!
Woo! Is that Kelsey?
When Kelsey hop on that left leg, that left foot.
Come on.
That left foot, it's going down.
It's the good foot.
Yep. It's going in there. Come on, Jewel. Get her back. Get it back. Get it back.
85-84. 50 seconds left.
Ooh, Wallace stole the ball from Jewel Lloyd.
I'll take it.
Wow. All right, Kelsey. Smarten up. Let's be smart about it.
Girl, because we need you to close out a game this season now. Whoop. What? Come on. Oh!
Horston blocked Kelsey Mitchell.
I mean, right on.
Okay.
She didn't even get it up high enough to shoot it.
I thought she was going to pitch it out, but it.
And block. What a rookie. Not afraid of anything.
Not afraid of it.
She said, bring it.
Big money.
Oh, okay. Come on, Andy. I'm shoulder popping over here. Hey.
Erica Wheeler Basketball Clinic. I follow her on Instagram, so she really does it. It won't be any spots left in a couple days.
I might go. You think I can get in?
Stay home. Stay home. This for the
You think I can get in?
I believe it said youth.
I'm still in my youth.
You might be youthful.
I feel youthful. That's it.
That's a whole different category.
I might sign up, honey.
That's a different category for you.
I'll see you soon, Erica. I'm ready for my behind the back.
You youthful adults, y'all play. And
my
y'all...
knees will crack in three different spots after about 10 minutes.
I
might make it through the warm-up section, but then when they talk about a scrimmage...
Okay, 30 seconds left.
What?
Oh my gosh, she almost made it.
Wow. 85, 84, 25 seconds left. Come on, Alyssa.
Yeah, it is a foul.
That is a foul. So over the back. Sorry, Ezzy. Oh,
yeah. Hey, Coach Pokey.
Pokey looks irritated.
She looks good, though.
She does. She does look great. Make those free throws.
Okay, Dulcie.
Free throws win games. Well, just remember that,
she's in to get free. She's in to get rebounds.
Yeah.
Ah!
Lord Jesus. But another offensive rebound. Yes,
20 seconds.
Yes.
Ooh,
let's go.
Massive momentum swing in this one. By three with 90 seconds left. And now Mitchell has a chance to put the Fever up two possessions.
Jewel still got some bullets left. Watch.
Wow.
Yeah,
let's go,
Indy.
Let's go.
I like when Indy wins.
317, baby. 20 seconds left till we win. Who's the TJ in Indiana?
It's pretty good.
I'm impressed.
That's the game I want to see. How Dallas is gone. Pop rocket on the Phoenix Mercury.
Ooh. Yikes.
Let's see what they're going to do. Ooh, hurry, hurry, hurry. Oh, they put Sammy in.
Come on, Sammy.
All right, Sammy. That is a big bucket.
See, big bucket, they, Sammy.
Minivan Sam.
So is Gabby Williams out like indefinitely for a couple weeks?
I think it's for a few weeks. She might come. Well, they're not going to playoffs, so.
Oh, well.
She done for the
season. Dang.
I think she is done, though.
I mean, yeah.
For the season.
I don't know who that baby is.
They're only down by two. 15 points left.
I just feel bad for Jewel. Because she just went from, like, this height of playing with Sue Bird to, like, this very low and having to still maintain and play at a level, you know, that is still respectful and all-star-like.
Life come at you fast.
I know.
Life come at you fast.
It's true. Oh. Okay, it looks like a fouling game. But, I mean, I guess it's still down by two, though.
It's the strategy.
12 seconds left. This slight clap in the background is more distracting than helpful.
Because it's the Fever doing it, right?
Yeah. And the Fever shooting. So I'm like confused. I don't know who told them it was a good idea. But
maybe they do it in practice.
Thanks, girl. Thank God, because remember earlier in the season, it would come down to the wire, and I was like, I don't think she's going to do it. But she did. Tonight, she did.
Unpredictable. Unpredictable. It was just, you just didn't know. But you had to put it in her hands.
Right, because
isn't that crazy?
Who else?
Yeah, who?
I mean, Aaliyah Boston, sure.
Aaliyah Boston, definitely.
Who else? In the guard position. I mean, I guess Erica Wheeler.
Right.
But I don't think she's supposed to be a scorer. She's the point guard.
Yeah. She can't score, but sure, I think... Yeah, no, you're right. I think... You're right.
90-86, 12 seconds left.
4 points. Seattle has the ball.
Indy's got this.
Yeah.
They cannot let them score right here, though.
Yeah, if they score...
Ooh. Oh, Jewel. Oh, air ball. That's it. That's it, and that's all. Well done. Oh, come on, Leia. Good. That's a travel ref. The clock's still running.
Stunning night here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Man, what a special night, special week here for Kelsey Mitchell. I hope she's really soaking it in, just doing a good job.
Oh, it was a foul. I said a travel on the ref.
I thought the game was over.
I didn't even know they called a foul.
What did they call that? I mean, I guess.
She missed the first free throw, which will keep her from...
Kelsey was in the locker room.
I thought Noelle was high-fiving the other team.
On Kelsey Mitchell's night, 13 in the fourth.
Oh, because of that clapping. All that clapping while she's shooting a free throw. It's too much.
Indiana survives one of the greatest fourth quarters in league history.
Oh, one of the greatest.
The Storm go from down 8 to up 3 on her shoulder.
All right, well, your Indiana Fever came through.
Yay! 317!
To beat the Seattle Storm 90-86. Good one, Ash.
Yeah. Congrats to Indy.
Bet. All right, let's take it from here and wrap it up. Let's wrap up the episode.
Wrap it up.
What an episode, Ash.
Yeah, it was fun.
And the fourth quarter, great seeing Indy get a win.
You know, and I just, neither one of them is going to the playoffs.
I would have never thought I saw the day where I thought that I would say Seattle and Indiana is equally matched.
Right.
You know, right. You know. So, but it's that just, evolution. It is the evolution of the whole sport itself, of the game.
It's crazy.
Speaking of the game, like, it's crazy the comments that I see out here, people hating on, you know, WNBA basketball, just women's basketball in whole. It's like, what frequency do you vibrate on to like have to stoop that low to, you know, talk about athletes when you sit on the couch and can't do even close to what these athletes do? But it just perplexes me, Ash.
I think it's unnecessary. I mean, overall, I think people just hate on the W just because they can. It's an easy target. But like you said, these athletes play just as hard as other athletes do and train just as, you know.
It's just lame. So that's just, I guess that's.
At the end of the day, yeah.
The bottom line.
And this is, you know, this is where you can voice that.
Yep. So thank you to our listeners that hit us back with your feedback, your thoughts. We ask that wherever you're listening to our podcast right now, The Pump Fake, that you like, subscribe, comment, let us know your thoughts on what you think about the show. Me and Ash would appreciate, just tap in with us. You can hit us in our inbox. You can DM us on Instagram. Speaking of, Ash, where can our listeners find us out there on the socials?
At The Pump Fake Pod.
That's right, on Instagram, and you can find us on Threads. Yeah, we appreciate you all for taking time to listen. Please share. We're gonna do a drop pass lob over to somebody. Just lob this episode over to somebody in their DM. Send it to them via text, and check us out on Spotify. Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. So we'll see y'all next week for another episode. This has been the Pump Fake Podcast.
Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good week.
Peace out. Bye.
See ya.